Welcome to 30 Rockers, the original 30 Rock podcast.
We are your hosts, Kenny and Holly Pruitt.
So, remember when we had a fire in our house last week?
I do.
And I was nervous about the kids' colds getting worse from smoke inhalation.
I remember that, yes.
And then, like, the next day, our son puked his brains out.
That did happen.
And so he did end up getting worse. I don't think it's from the smoke inhalation.
Probably not.
And then what ended up happening was it wasn't even just that Charlie puked his brains out, because that only lasted like a couple of hours. What ended up happening was that I, in my weakened state, got the flu and puked for like 8 or 9 hours straight. 2 days later and have been sick all week since that.
It's true. It took you a couple good days to recover.
It was...
You're above 75%.
I'm above 75%. I did have to take a nap today. And I also am eating solid food. So that's good. But definitely not anywhere near the capacity that I was at a week ago.
It's true. I think you did have your first solid food today.
Yeah.
Since Monday.
And then Kate randomly threw up too the same day that I was sick, but she just took a nap and then was totally fine.
Yeah, she threw up one time.
Yeah. I got the worst of it, and I think it's probably because I'm actually pregnant and my whole body is focused on growing a baby. Yeah.
Why am I just finding out about this now?
I don't know where you've been the last 2 months. 3 months.
It's true. We've been hiding it.
We've been hiding it.
From 30 Rockers Nation.
We found out the second week of January that we are expecting baby number 3.
Yes, yet to be determined gender.
Yeah. If Kenny had it his way, we were going to wait until we found out the gender. But that's not until May. And I just don't have the patience for it anymore. So I am 15 and a half weeks pregnant. I'm due near the end of September, September 21st, which if history repeats itself, will probably end up being around Labor Day, ironically.
Yeah, it'll probably be early September.
So, there's a lot going on in our house right now. On top of everything else that we've talked about, I think probably the biggest change has been the fact that I'm pregnant, and this has been by far the worst of my 3 pregnancies. That's why I've been sick, really, for the last 3 months.
It's true.
So all that complaining was not just me being a baby. It was because I have a baby in my tum.
Yeah, it's very true. There's a baby in there.
Yeah, but we did not start this podcast to talk about our babies.
No, this is 30 Rockers after all. So we're here to talk about 30 Rock episode 312, Larry King.
Yes, this episode was written by Matt Hubbard and directed by Constantine Makris.
I feel like I would have remembered that name. I think that's the first time they've been director.
Yeah.
I'm just commenting. Like, I've never heard that name
before. Yeah, no, that's definitely a standout. This episode originally aired February 26th, 2009.
Very good.
And Netflix has this to say about it. Jack thinks about taking his relationship with Elisa to the next level. Tracy's interview with Larry King sends the city into a panic. Guest stars this episode, Mr. Larry King himself.
The namesake of the episode.
The namesake of the episode.
One hat. At first, I didn't think we were going to be able to see it because they had Frank in the shot for like 45 seconds with his hat all blurry, but then they showed it at a later time. emotional friend.
Well, and I did tell you they would show. I knew it would happen in the episode and that he was going to come back. So I did say they will show him again.
It's true. You reassured me.
I did. You were calm. So before we jump into this episode, I think we have some business to take care of.
What's that?
Well, I think it's your turn to take a stab at the 30 Rockers recap.
Yes.
I have a timer here set for 30 seconds. It did not reset itself to a minute like it always does.
That's when good. I
have the phone for some reason.
Fantastic.
Okay. So do you think that you're ready to take this on, my dear?
It's now or never, I guess.
Well, yeah, because it's already 10 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
P.M.
Yes. 10 p.m.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
So Tracy's going to be on Larry King, and they just tell him all he needs to do is talk about 30 Rock, and then there's some big financial crisis in Asia while he's on there, and then all of a sudden he just sends all of New York into a panic because he's giving terrible money advice. Meanwhile, Jack is wanting to sleep with Elisa, and ends up telling her that he loves her, and not necessarily that he's lying, but you know, it does get him what he wants, gets her in bed, and then he ends up proposing in the end, and then she leaves for Puerto Rico anyway because she thinks he's just being hasty, and Liz's phone gets left in a cab, and Cabby blackmails her because she has a booby picture on her phone.
That was not your best performance, but I don't think it was your worst either.
Okay.
The only thing, I'm going to jump right into this now. The only thing I liked about Tracy in this episode was his very first scene of the episode when they asked if he was ready for his interview. And he said, yes, he'd been cursing for 3 straight hours to get it out of his system and then called Liz a dumb bitch. I laughed loud at that.
You did laugh out loud for sure.
Yeah, that was great. But right off the bat with the cold open, Jack and Liz sex high five. That was good. That was funny.
Yes, Liz had more action in 2009 than Jack had.
Mm-hmm. At this point, we're now she was about 2 months in.
She was making an assumption about Jack's character that I don't think is necessarily a given, that just because he hadn't slept with Elisa meant that he hadn't slept with anyone.
That's true.
Because Jack has definitely been known to be a bit of a womanizer in past seasons. So, yeah, I guess we haven't seen specifically that when he's been in a committed relationship that he's cheated on them. But he definitely has casual encounters often.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was a little weird. But I mean, he didn't put up a fight, so it seemed to have been an accurate judgment on Liz's part.
Yeah, he definitely was hanging his head in shame.
Yes, he was ashamed had outperformed him.
What are some things that you enjoyed about this episode?
I only wrote down 4 notes for the entire episode. It was just a weird episode to like take notes on. I don't know.
This show is just hard to take notes on.
Yeah.
Because it's just so good.
That's one way to look at it. I wrote down a quote of Jack's.
Okay.
In the same scene that we were recently discussing regarding the sexual high five.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down here, "We have, of course, pleasured one another."
Yeah. And then Liz saying, "Oh no, I will leave."
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know that I want to hear my male boss or coworker talk about pleasuring his girlfriend.
I mean, at the same time, though, yeah, I guess maybe a coworker. I don't know. Like, I guess just our group of friends, like, we're relatively open in talking about.
But like when we're sexual in things. Co-ed situations, we're not getting like graphic. We're not going into detail. I guess pleasure isn't going into detail, but it's just such an awkward way to say it.
I mean, okay. When you were away for your ladies' weekend, one of the girls texted me asking me if I would actually have a gay encounter with Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And I gave her a very
thought out response.
Explicit answer.
Well, okay, explicit. I mean, the answer was no, you wouldn't, but it was a very well thought out response, and you gave your reasons that had some explicit content in them.
Right.
So you weren't saying like, yeah, I'd let that guy go all over me. Like,
well, I know what I'm saying is like, I was a lot more explicit than just saying pleasuring each other. So anyway, all that to say,
I just can't believe you wouldn't.
I thought it was a weird reaction.
Do anything with Tom Hardy.
It was just a weird reaction on Liz's part. I don't know. To me, that's just kind of like a contrived thing that they do in sitcoms, is like, oh, I'm grossed out by you talking about sex. The only thing I could really see me having that actual reaction with is like a family member.
Okay.
Because in that regard, I guess I would never think of them in any sort of sexual capacity. It's a little disingenuous to say that Liz has never thought of Jack in that way, because there was that episode where she was unsure if they were on a date or not, and she was unsure whether or not Jack was trying to kiss her.
Well, yeah, but she also has a history throughout the series of being very closed off when it comes to sex. Like, she doesn't talk about it. She's kind of a prude. Like, so that seems pretty on brand for her to not want to hear Jack talk about pleasuring his girlfriend. I mean, it's happened more. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's been mentioned more than once throughout the series.
But it was a very PG description.
I mean, she didn't let him say the word lover. Like, she was like, that word bums me out unless it's between meat and pizza.
Yeah, I just, once again, think it's a little...
It's on brand for Liz Lemon.
I guess.
No. I'm vetoing this opinion as the resident 30 Rocker.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't... Like, to me, I don't know. I just don't think it's a genuine response. Like, I think it's more of a contrived response. Like, oh, I should be grossed out because you're Jack and you're my boss, but, like, I wanted to kiss you one time.
Well, what kind of response is this to the question that I originally asked, is what did you like about this episode?
I liked the quote. And then, you know, we just talked about that quote. What about you? Anything specific you liked?
I really liked Liz and Kenneth throughout the whole episode.
Okay.
Their
fair enough.
Adventure to Queens was great.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of freaked me out a little bit in anticipation of going to New York in less than 2 months.
I mean, yeah, we're like 6 weeks away.
Apparently, we really need to just stay in Manhattan.
Well, we were already going to stay in Manhattan, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but I mean...
There's a lot of people around, trust me. Like, we're not going to be walking down a street where there's literally nobody.
Except for just some kids except that are going to rob you.
A gang of 10-year-olds. And what did they... They dumped all the stuff out of the bag anyway.
Well, I mean, not the wallet.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, I liked... I mean, Kenneth was just being perfect Kenneth. All around. Just a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, Kenneth is always on brand, with the exception of the occasional time when he apparently has his way with the ladies.
That's just like...
Always in a flashback.
Yeah, no, he's good. Yeah, because, I mean, in the Valentine's Day episode that we just covered last week, he just totally bombed on his date. It's not like he's ever been around a pretty woman, though.
Yeah, but maybe it's just that he better relates to other cultures, because...
Yeah. Well, just Asians specifically.
No, because there was Taniqua from...
That's fair.
The high school reunion.
Yeah. He just, he has a way with all the other cultures. The multicultural ladies, but no, cannot handle those redheads.
Yeah.
Very few men can, though.
I mean, I guess I could make the claim that I can, but you are technically an artificial redhead.
Yeah, but nobody really knows that about me.
That's true.
Nobody looks at me and thinks, oh, she dyes her hair red.
That's true.
So, like, people literally look at our kids. They're like, oh, why don't they have red hair? People have asked me that before.
It's true.
Why our kids don't have red hair.
I mean, that is kind of strange when it's like, well, I mean, if I was right there, it would be like, well, I mean, my husband clearly has brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the real question would be, like, why Charlie's hair is...
blonde.
Very blonde.
Very blonde.
But little do they know, Holly's actually a blonde. Mm-hmm. And I also had extremely blonde hair as a kid.
Yeah. He's cute. They're both cute. They both look like you. Maybe this baby will... look more like a me.
I don't know what they look like. Like, I'm really bad at, like, seeing similarities between people.
Well, Kate just Kate just has, like, all of your features. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Just literally has all of your features. And then Charlie, when he was born, definitely didn't look like her. Like, I think that was, like, one of the first things I said when he was born, was that he didn't look like Kate.
It's true.
But as they get older, they start to look alike, even though they have, like, different coloring and stuff.
Yeah.
Their features look more similar. Anyway, once again, who cares about our kids? Was there anything else that you enjoyed in this episode?
I had one other quote.
Okay.
What's happening here is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So am I.
Okay.
I thought that was a good comeback.
It was a great comeback. Salma Hayek has probably the best hair of any human being I think I've ever seen in real life or on TV.
Huh. I guess I don't notice people's hair just in general very often. It's just so
thick and long.
Yeah. That's what she said. I mean, it is long. Yeah, that is a good, that's what she said, for sure.
I didn't intend for it to sound so sexual.
It's black and thick and long.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. She has good hair. Now that I'm, you know, specifically thinking about her hair.
Yeah.
She has a good head of hair.
She does. I wish I had hair that was thick so I could grow it out and it didn't look so... straggly hanging off of my scalp.
I'm sorry, that's how I have hair envy. I do have something here that's not necessarily a like or a dislike, but I want your opinion on it.
Okay, I will gladly give my opinion.
It's regarding the power couple Jaleesa.
Okay.
And actually, the question I'm posing to you is, if we were a power couple, would you rather be Hani or Kelly?
I'd rather be Hollith.
Hollith?
Yeah.
I guess that is an option. But I mean, like, but I don't go by Kenneth. So, like, if we were, like if 30 Rockers blew up and we got a million downloads an episode, like...
we're going to need a lot of likes and reviews for that to happen.
It's true. We do need that. And probably we'd have to, like, start paying for hosting, I think.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
Well, I mean, if we had a million downloads every episode, like, we could get a sponsor. So. Well,
right. But, you know, you got to spend money to make money. How are we going to get a million downloads?
I mean... we would just crash archive.org. I don't think any of their hosted things are getting a million hits at one time.
I don't even know what that is, so.
It's just where we host our actual podcast.
Should we be saying this? Now somebody can, like, hack into it and steal our podcast.
No, they can't. That's okay. Not the way it works.
Okay. I don't know.
So Hollith would be your choice.
Hollith would be my choice. Wasn't
one of the two options.
It was not one of the two options. I mean, Hani just sounds weird, but Kelly's a name, so it doesn't make any sense. Kenley. Also, I think a name. I like Hollith.
It could be Holney.
Holney. When we got married, I don't know if I've told this story before. When you and I, Kenny,
yes,
got married.
When we became the Pruitts.
Yeah, because I changed my name. I was not born a Pruitt.
It's true. I did not marry into my family or just find someone with the exact same last name as me. No.
So I got married to Kenny and changed my last name. And when we were dating, kind of just like since the beginning of our relationship, people have called me Hollith. Because yeah. You are Kenneth.
This is true. So and there's not really a nickname for Holly.
No.
So it actually got elongated to Hollith.
Yeah. So I had a very brief moment of contemplation on whether or not I should, since I was already going to change my name, legally change it to Hollith Pruitt.
Yes.
And
if it was just as simple as
the last name change.
Yeah, like if it was just as simple as like, oh, that's what my driver's license says, you might have done it.
But then I realized I'd have to change, you know, everything. And looking back, now that we have kids, I would be pretty upset if one of our kids did something stupid like that. We spent a long time. And like, I think even have gotten in fights about like what to name our kids.
Probably.
And my parents also like went through multiple names with me. They've kind of talked about the progression of how they named me. And I can't even imagine one of our kids doing that to us.
Now, let's just think here. If you had changed your name to Hollith,
yeah,
would you have done Hollith and then just shortened it to Holly, similar to Kennetth, shortened to Kenny?
Yes, that's what I would have done.
Or would you have done Hollyth?
No.
Because that would still be pronounced Hollith.
Yeah, like Gwyneth.
Yeah.
No, I would have done like Hollyth.
Okay.
Like Kenneth. Yeah, so I'm glad that I didn't do it. And then I found out we have a friend who did do something similar. So her name is Anna, originally spelled like Princess Anna from Frozen with two N's. But okay. When people see it, they always would just say Anna because it's spelled the same as Anna.
Yes.
So when she got...
And people do not understand that names are pronounced differently in different cultures.
Right.
Because so, we're American and right. We just only do things the way we know to right. do them.
So when she got married and was changing her last name, and she got married, or she was changing her name, she lived in the same state that we do. She lived in Oregon when she was changing her name. And so I assume this would be the same process that I would have had to go through if I had decided to change my first name. She decided to change the spelling of her first name and remove the N. And it wasn't as simple as just changing your last name and showing your marriage license and then calling it a day. No, she had to submit her name change for approval. And it's like physically printed out on a piece of paper and physically pinned to a bulletin board that at the Social Security office that people in the community can see. So like if anybody wants to can like come up and see this and like I guess like say that they don't like it or deny it or something. And I think it had to stay up there for like 30 days. She was like, so when she was telling us this story, we're like, we literally have no idea what you're talking about. None of us had gone through this. We're like, we don't understand what you are saying. We're like, maybe because you got married more recently than all of us. But like, I don't know. It hasn't, I mean, they've only been married a couple years, you know, less than we have. And so it was super bizarre. And then we kind of finally like pieced together, oh, it's because you were technically changing your first name.
Now, did our other friend that changed her first name have to do that same thing?
I don't think so, but it was something super similar too. Like, she
basically had a compound first name and no middle name.
Yeah, so she just
and so
changed
she legally
it
changed it to be just a first be a and first middle name, last name.
I don't think so, because she was there when we were having this discussion, but they were all drunk, so.
Yeah.
This was cool. The girls' weekend the last time I was pregnant. I wasn't drinking, so I remember a lot of what happened.
That's fair. You probably have a little bit better recall.
Yeah. It was bizarre. So anyway, it's super archaic to think that like that's how it's done. And that's been a few years. I mean, they've been married for like 3 or 4 years. So who knows if that's still the process now. But it was bizarre to hear her talk about that.
But our power couple name, Hollith.
Hollith. So since we'll I just, didn't change we'll my first it
right
name.
Now. If we were it. To become a power couple someday, Hollith it is.
Hollith it is. So that leads us to our dislikes in this episode. And I think based on what we have already discussed and what we haven't discussed, we're probably going to agree on this.
Yes, I think so.
Tracy, the whole Larry King thing was just like a waste of Larry King because he was great.
Yeah, I actually thought Larry King did a good job.
He did
I
great.
Thought his lines were pretty funny.
I am going to hang up on it, but not because you told me to.
Tracy Jordan saying 3 serious things and then a joke. Like, it was pretty funny. He definitely did a really good job of making it seem like it was a legitimate interview.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, just like we're going to switch to the story, but we're going to keep Tracy here. I mean, just the whole thing was
was ridiculous. So, I mean, I definitely wrote down here the one note that I wrote about this entire encounter was Larry King is irresponsible to be asking Tracy Jordan serious questions. So I kind of blame that on Larry because like you're getting the opinion of Tracy Jordan regarding a major financial crisis and Americans are stupid. We did vote for the host of a reality show to be president of the United States of America. So it's not above us to listen to the star of this universe's Saturday Night Live for financial advice.
Yeah. So I didn't like Tracy in this episode. It was just, there was like a, it just spiraled very quickly and like he was saying funny nonsensical things, or you know, like you cut to the interview and he's like at the end of telling the entire plot of Teen Wolf, which was funny. Like that was funny.
Yeah.
And then it just spiraled very quickly. And I know how you feel about dumb Tracy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, that would never happen in the real world.
Well, a lot of this wouldn't happen in the real world.
I mean, a lot of what happens in 30 Rock in general or this episode specifically?
I mean, I don't want to say in general. I mean, this episode, like you think that the head writer of a late night show is being blackmailed by a cabbie in that?
I mean, Liz Lemon, a person like her, could very easily leave her cell phone in a cab. And, you know, we know for a fact that there's plenty of Hollywood starlets out there with booby pictures on their phone.
Seriously.
And, yeah, of course, the New York cabbie's going to be like, yeah, you work for NBC, pay me a couple grand for your phone or I'm going to send this picture out. Like, I mean, I'm not from New York.
Oh, you aren't?
I've never been there in my life, so
in
I don't
6 weeks
know.
You won't be able to say that anymore.
That's true, but I still probably won't ride in a cab. I'll probably just take Lyft or Uber.
Yeah, or just walk.
Yeah, I mean, once we're to our place we're staying, which we know now.
Yeah,
we're gonna staying be staying at an Airbnb.
An Airbnb. We're trying it out.
We're giving it a shot. Hopefully
we Ron don't doesn't screw it. Us.
Ron Weasley.
What if it's Ron Weasley? Ah! No, there's a picture of him. It's not. Okay. It's not Rupert Grint.
It's Rupert Grint does not own the apartment that we're renting.
I would hope it'd be much nicer if Rupert Grint owned it.
Well, maybe he just like owns a series of crappy apartments in New York that he
crappy.
Just rents out to people on Airbnb.
It's not a crappy apartment. He just
I mean,
redid
that's
it.
What this guy does. I mean, it's said right in the comments that, like, the guy doesn't even live there.
Yeah, but it's not a crappy apartment. That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
okay, right. No, it's not crappy. But, like, it's not like, a palatial estate.
Well, no, but anyway, Larry King was acting a little outlandish. Therefore, he gave Tracy a lot of leeway.
Yeah, he gave Tracy a little too much rope.
Go cray.
You can't give a crazy man that much rope or he'll hang himself.
So, gun to your head, if somebody said, rate this episode 1 to 30 or I will kill you.
My gosh.
Yeah, no, this is getting intense. What would you rate this episode?
I'll give the Liz and Kenneth storyline a 10 out of 10.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll give the Tracy Larry King storyline 2 out of 10. Okay. And those both of those stars are for Larry King.
Yeah.
Larry, or both of those rocks.
Yeah, Larry was great. So we're up to 12 now.
We're up to 12 now. And then I'll give the Jack and Elisa storyline 6 out of 10.
That was higher than I thought you would do.
So we ended in 18. Yeah. Mostly carried by the Liz-Kenneth interaction. I agree with you that it was the best part of the episode.
It was for sure the best part of the episode. I am going to give this a... I'm going to give this a 20.
That was the original score that I was going to go with. But
yeah. I'm kind of... I'm rating it the same way that you are, breaking each story down. I think Larry deserves a 5.
Okay.
And I think Jack and Elisa was kind of boring, honestly.
So they only get a 5,
They only
too.
Get a 5.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, Jack and Elisa moved the plot along, and that's why they're getting a 5, but it was super predictable and, like, sitcom-y.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing about bringing in somebody like a Selma Hayek as... like the not main character's love interest. Like, they're obviously not bringing her on to be a series regular. So at some point you just know that it's not going to work out. Like, the only time that I would ever even think that Jack could end up with someone would be, I don't know, someone that I guess would, like, they'd have to establish them as a character first that was going to stick around, that then Jack was interested in.
That's an interesting take on it. Well, Elise is not gone forever.
Well, no, I never said that I think she's never going to be back on an episode of 30 Rock, but I just mean, I guess I have a little bit of insider information regarding Liz's love interests, so I know, like, additional people, even just from the quiz we took in the first
full
episode.
Spoilies.
Right, like, we just haven't got to some of the people mentioned in that.
We have not.
But I just never for a second am going to think that John Hamm is going to end up being on the series for another 2 or 3 seasons as Liz's love interest. Just like on Friends, I'm not going to think that Bruce Willis is going to end up with Rachel.
Do you know he did his episodes for free? It was from a based on a bet that he made with Matthew Perry when they were filming The Whole Nine Yards.
No. That's funny.
He, like, I mean, they had to pay him, I think, but he, like, donated his money to charity or something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Huh. What was the bet?
I don't remember.
Fair enough.
Okay. You could probably Google it.
Yeah. So an 18 and a 20, not a bad episode,
no,
but once
good.
Again, you know, could have been a little better. We both are in
that's
agreement.
Boring.
That...
I rated the last episode of 22. I had 20 also. Sorry, guys.
It can be a little confusing when numbers are involved.
Numbers.
So, a total of 38 out of 60 possible rocks.
It's not rocks.
What do you mean?
That's not the scale.
It's 1 to 30 rocks.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it?
If our lovely listeners want to get a hold of us,
like,
or communicate with us.
Like precious stones.
In any way.
Like diamonds.
Like diamonds.
Or rubies.
How would they do that?
Well, we have a variety of ways.
Oh,
Holly.
Do we? Please tell me about them and our listeners.
The oldest form of communication that we participate in is via the telephone. You may leave us a voicemail message at 754 30 Rock 1.
Mm-hmm.
Though it is the oldest form of technology, it is our preferred method.
It's still our favorite.
Yep. We love to hear those voices of the 30 Rockers Nation. So get in touch with us. If you don't own a phone or just don't want to talk.
I don't talk on the phone.
We do allow textual communication.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us via email, contact@30rockers.com or @30rockerspod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yep. All of our episodes are on our website, 30rockers.com. You can also find them on any podcast app. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode. In case we decide to take a week off or something, you're not going to miss when we come back. If you use iTunes, we would love for you to rate and review us. We committed to having another baby when we got a 5-star review, and that was fulfilled. We're having another baby because we got a 5-star review.
See, babe, it's 5 stars. So it can't just be on a scale of 1 to 30. It has to be 1 to 30 something.
Okay, but I did not agree for it to be rocks.
But what else would it be? It's a 30 Rock podcast.
But 30 Rock stands for Rockefeller Plaza. It does not stand for agates.
Just imagine it being precious stones, babe.
For 30 Rockers.
I'm Kenny.
And I'm Holly.
And remember, everyone, it's 1 to 30 Rocks.
Shut up.
Just don't be yourselves.